This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. You know who'd love to see interest rates fall sooner rather than later? Anyone trying to buy a house. But as we mentioned on the program Friday, some other changes are afoot that could make buying a home more affordable. The National Association of Realtors agreed to settle multiple lawsuits accusing the group and some big brokerages of colluding to inflate commissions. The settlement could reduce the commissions agents receive as part of a home sale and change the buyer-agent relationship. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
First-time home buyer John Harlan really liked his realtor. For the better part of 2 years, his agent put in offer after offer in Portland, Oregon's competitive housing market, arranged showings and open house visits, and finally guided him and his wife through their purchase of a $600,000 farmhouse last fall. But Harlan really couldn't tell you how much his realtor got paid for doing all that.
You almost aren't thinking about compensation at all. And I went into it like not knowing that really the seller pays for the commission.
The realtor's legal settlement could mean more agents charging buyers hourly rates or working on retainer. Harlan says that would have changed his house hunting pretty dramatically.
If it were a per hour thing, I think we would have been a lot different about some of the houses we chose to go look at. We would have been, you know, a little, well, is this now worth paying for the time?
That may sound like a more expensive arrangement for home buyers, but economist Abdullah Yavis at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Business says under the traditional arrangement, sellers only technically paid for buyer's agents. In reality, buyers were still footing the bill.
We know from the literature that sellers pass on about half of the commission to the buyers in the form of a higher price. If the seller now doesn't have to pay the entire commission, the price is likely to drop.
There's a perk to a commission being baked into a higher home price. Buyers can effectively finance it with a mortgage. Sacramento realtor Aaron Stump says many buyers may not be able to afford to pay agents out of pocket.
A lot of our buyers are using down payment assistance, 3.5% FHA loans, and those buyers do not have the resources to pay their agent directly.
Stump says she expects to still work primarily on commission, but she's open to other arrangements. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.